Comedy Corner's coming up. Got a comedian celebrating a birthday. We'll have a little stand-up routine. Right now, it's your morning team show on WSGW.com on 100.5 and 790 WSGW using Siri and Alexa. You're with Dave and Pat and Art and Charlie on the morning team show. This kind of gives away the answer if I were to tell you the question or ask you the question. What actor finally says, "This is it, no more"? The final time I'm playing this role. Art Lewis, you can hazard a guess, I'm sure. Oh, maybe not.
It would be, let's see. Got his face, can't think of his name. Oh, well.
Pat Johnson, you need to help Art Lewis.
I think the name you are searching for is one Harrison Ford.
Yes, mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you very much.
There you go.
80 years old.
Thank you,
Indiana Ford. Jones.
And over the weekend, he appeared at D23, the Disney Fan Expo, appearing with his Indiana Jones 5. Yes, this is the fifth installment. Phoebe Waller-Bridge. And he said, "I'm very proud to say this is fantastic. And this is it."
This is it. Okay. Yeah, well.
He said, "I will not..."
If they didn't kill him off in the movie, it could not be it.
He said, "I will not fall down for you again." Because he's done a lot of his own stunts in those movies.
He's had enough eyeball soup, eh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Remember that?
My favorite scene was that big rock boulder chasing him.
The opening scene.
That was the original, wasn't it?
Yeah,
yes.
Those Raiders.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, he is 80 years old now. It was an emotional speech. Those who were there that said he was proud of his efforts, but wanting people to know, this is no more. I mean,
oh, he's got plenty left in him. Look at David McCallum. David McCallum is in NCIS, the TV show, and he's almost 89 right now. He's still acting, so listen.
Yeah, that's true.
You never know.
Never know.
Indiana Jones is going to
look
have
at Dave and me.
Indiana Jones is going to have all kinds of adventures at a retirement home, or what is the premise about this one about?
You know, it's
Raiders of the Lost Home.
It says here, little is known about the plot of the new movie.
I see.
But the footage, which has not been released online yet, shows Ford as a retired adventurer, but quickly pulled into action and is seen riding a horse through New York City as well as the subway, donning his famous fedora and wielding the whip, of course.
So what year, then, is this supposed to take place,
I
guess? Raiders and The Last Crusade, they were set in World War II.
Yep.
So if he's about 40 years, so this would be about the 70s, maybe? Early 80s?
When the
series
out.
Actually started.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can tell you that John Williams was retained to do the music again.
Yeah, well, of course.
Yeah.
Wow.
Who else? He did the original theme.
Am I thinking of the same movie? Was there a scene where Ford shoots a guy with a knife? You don't bring a knife to a gunfight.
No.
I know what you mean.
I know what you mean.
It was.
It's in Raiders, yes. And it's when the guy brings up the sword and he does all this swordsmanship, and Harrison Ford just pulls out his gun and shoots him.
That was it.
And then kind of shakes his head and walks away.
Just walks away. And he did that because if you look at that scene, he doesn't look good. He had, I forget what kind of stomach ailment he had, but he was feeling awful. And there was supposed to be, like, a sword fight. And Harrison was the one who said, "How about I just take out the gun and shoot him?" And Spielberg thought about it and said, let's do that. Let's do that. That's not a bad idea.
And it worked.
It did.
Yeah, it worked great.
June 30th, by the way, of 2023, next year, next June.
All right.
So they're starting the hype now, but that's when it's supposed to come out. For Indiana Jones 5. And he says, This is it. So if there's going to be Indiana Jones 6 after that, somebody else. Hey, if they could change James Bonds, they could change Indiana Jones.
They could do that easily.